Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, have you ever heard of the Huiu-Basiu?
Nope.
Forest in Transylvania,
ooh.
Romania.
Spooky.
I know Dave has it.
I have not.
Sounds super weird.
Yeah? Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Hey, friends. Welcome to Paranormal Punchers. I'm Mark.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Nash.
I'm Dave.
And welcome to episode 14?
I think so.
Wow.
The Huiu-Basiu episode. Now, did I say that right?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty close.
Huiu-Basiu. I really like to meet you. Come over. That's stupid.
Huiu-Basiu.
But it's pretty close.
Now, before we get rolling, I'd like to say one thing. Got to get a little plug in there first. Hey, we're super excited about all the reception we've been getting, the listenership. Thank you so much. If you could do us a favor, jump on iTunes and give us a review. Mm-hmm. I know not everybody likes iTunes, but iTunes likes to see a podcast get reviews and helps us rank. That helps us get more listeners, and that's what we want, more people to hang out and shoot the breeze with. So do that for us. More about us on ParanormalPunchers.com. If you go to ParanormalPunchers.com, I actually have instructions, because apparently on the iPhone,
it's
not that easy. Like, yeah. Look, I don't work for Apple, so I can't tell them how to fix it. I could just give you some instructions. You can find them on the website. And we thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. I tell you what, the first new... And I'll be monitoring the very first new review we get. You get a Paranormal Punchers t-shirt.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So, guys, do that for us. That's awesome. Thank you so much. And let's get moving with this episode. So, woo-hoo. Nash, this is something you came across in your dabblings on the internet. I'm sure a whole bunch of other things, too. But in this case, you found this weird forest.
Yeah, I was looking around and I found the Huiu-Basiu forest and thought, oh my gosh, there's a ton of things going on in this forest. There's odd tree growth, there's places where trees won't grow, there's UFOs, there's sightings. We need to cover this.
Oh yeah.
This is you're right, there is so much activity here. It is like otherworldly.
Oh yeah.
Like it's just this mm-hmm. this plot of land in Jeez, go figure. Transylvania.
Right?
It's not like anything happens there.
I know. Yeah, nothing strange has ever come out of Transylvania, right?
No.
Now, it is spelled, guys, make sure I have this accurate, H-O-I-A,
mm-hmm.
B-A-C-I-U.
Yep.
It's just pronouncing it, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
what language is that?
It's Romanian.
Romanian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any of the Romanian listeners could chime in with a comment saying,
know.
Please let us know how to pronounce that correctly.
So I'm rolling for this episode with Huiu-Basiu.
Yeah.
Basiu. Probably wrong. Basiu?
Basiu.
I'm rolling with Huiu-Basiu because it rolls off my tongue. Now, it does mean, this is much easier to say, it means shepherd's forest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's
nice.
So much easier. It does, yeah. But it doesn't have that Huiu-Basiu.
Now, why is it called the shepherd's forest?
Ah, I'm glad you asked.
See.
So, now we discuss. This is they consider this place the world's most haunted forest.
Mm-hmm. Also,
that's a pretty big, bold statement.
It's referred as the Bermuda Triangle of
Romania.
I'm really surprised. I've never heard of this place.
Really?
Before.
So does that mean like ships go in and they don't come out?
I
guess it's a forest, so it's a little bit.
Well, I think we'll get to that, but. We'll leave that right there.
Now, this forest is 250 hectares.
Yep.
Yep. I found somewhere it said that's about 3 square kilometers. But
so I found just really quick searching that it's about 1 square mile.
Okay.
And
that's it?
Something that I quickly learned is that a hectare is 1 square kilometer. It sounds like an imperial unit, but it's actually metric.
So 250 hectares. How big is the forest?
1 square mile.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, because this, I found something that said it was 3 square kilometers.
250 hectares is 0.965255 square miles.
Oh. So I was lied to. Thanks, Internet.
Well, no, you said 3 square kilometers. It's 2.5 square kilometers, so you were slightly rounded up. But you're right.
Okay. It does. Okay. What I have written here is about 3 square kilometers. But,
all right. So again, it's Shepherd's Forest. Now, so a shepherd, he had like 200 sheep. I don't have a date. I don't know if you guys have a date in your research.
No.
But this dude went in with his 200 sheep. He never came back out. So that's why it's called Shepherd's Forest.
Yeah. Okay. Sort of sounds like Robin Hood, Sherwood Forest. All the peasants go into the forest and never come out because they want to escape the tyranny. Oh. But that's totally aside.
Okay.
Wow.
I think this is a little bit different than Sherwood Forest.
A little bit. Okay.
Just a skosh. Yeah.
Now, this forest, I mean, there's been a, like we were talking about, UFO activity, intense paranormal activity, unexplained events. Now, we're gonna jump into this and start talking about some of the things here.
Yeah.
Now, you know, first off, why I want to touch on this. Well, simply because there seems to be a theme in the past couple episodes. Yeah. So in the middle of this forest, in the middle of this 250 hectares, okay, there is kind of an area that's clear, no trees. They call it a circle. It's not a perfect circle. Let's not fuss over people on the internet that who said it's not a circle. It sort of looks like a circle.
Yeah.
Sort of. Anyway. No trees. It's open. Who knows?
It's
maybe UFOs
zone.
Are landing. I don't know. But some people have been there, refer to it as a portal to hell or a portal to another dimension.
Another dimension.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yet we have now Huska Castle. We have the Indiana Hell House. And we have Hoya Basia. I mean, we literally have portals to hell everywhere. I'm telling you, travel, if you could master, like if you were Doctor Strange, you could be master these portals. Literally, airplane travel, never again, never. I don't think Doctor Strange actually has to travel on airplanes because he's the Sorcerer Supreme.
He's got that ring thing. It could just, yeah.
So, again, right off the bat, we were talking about something else that people say is another portal to hell. So, I don't know why that keeps popping up in our themes here. Now, again, people have saw, you know, claim ghost apparitions. Everybody who goes into the forest has this, like, intense feeling of anxiety.
Anxiety, yeah.
Like, something in the there's, I guess, just that you walk in there and you're like, I should not be here. I'm very uncomfortable. I need to leave. I need to skedaddle. Sounds like a place we need to explore one day.
Yeah, definitely.
I know. We just need to get our passports and go.
What I came across something very much along those lines, saying that they felt an excessive thirst, heavy sense of anxiety. Those who are beer drinkers might enjoy that.
Yeah, I wonder why.
There's a tap room right off.
Why
the
would
left
you have
the Hoyabasu Forest? Yeah.
Oh man, dude, business.
Yeah,
a startup.
Hoyabasu tap room.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're being watched by unseen eyes, a lot of fear, panic attacks for no discernible reason, and a strong desire to flee without any real reason to do so.
I found something about rashes, nausea, vomiting, migraines.
What
burns.
Does that mean? So these people go in and they get rashes just appear on their body?
It's unexplained, I guess. Like, yeah.
Like they go in and they come out with rashes?
Yeah. They're saying that like once they go into the forest, they experience some of these. Maybe not all of them.
I wonder what their tick level's like in this forest.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Maybe they're getting like severely bit by ticks, and that's why they come out with rashes. And
I don't think it
nausea.
Happens that fast. But...
No, it doesn't. I know.
There's just so much that we came across. Bizarre physical injuries such as nosebleeds, bruises, rashes. Yeah. Scratches, welts, even burns.
Wow, yeah.
Just from being in the forest.
Which is not that big when you break it down.
Right.
No, it's not.
And it's not hot there either. It's not like you're getting a sunburn.
Right. No, I think I read something also. A lot of the stumps and branches that are in the forest are also having unexplained charring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, on the internet, did you guys see the pictures where the trees were like...
They're bent.
Yeah, they come out of the ground, they bend, and it's very weird and peculiar. Wow. It's very cool. I do think we need to start a part of a website that we have a blog. We could post some of these pictures and links for people to check out more crazy stuff. But that was a crazy picture.
It looks like the outline of almost like an ear or something like that.
Yeah, it
goes
really
horizontal and swings back up.
Okay.
Yeah, so even vegetation in this 250 hectare area.
Mm-hmm. It's jacked up.
It's jacked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, in the 1960s, mm-hmm. A dude named Alexander Sift, he took a photo of what looks like a UFO.
Oh.
So, do we have a lot of, is this not a portal to hell, but a landing pad?
Ooh.
It could be. I mean, I came across where people were having problems. Their electronic devices don't work there. Compasses go haywire there. Huh. There's some crazy stuff happening in this small meadow that's there, except for trees. Right. Nothing grows.
Has anybody done radiation measurements? Is there any radiation there?
I know that they have done some studies there. I think there is is it a magnetic field?
Okay.
That they've noticed in the middle, where that mm-hmm. dead zone is.
I think the portal?
Yeah, the portal.
We'll just call it the portal for
the
sure.
Portal.
Yeah.
I mean, the magnetic field would explain the compass thing.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know if that would explain the trees.
No.
I know.
No, and again, they're so freakily shaped.
Yeah.
What would do that? What's pulling, as a tree grows, what's pulling at them to warp their growth
right,
like that?
Right, yeah. Right.
Now, that would make the clearing in the middle. It would mm-hmm. make an excellent, excellent landing pad, which could, you know, maybe that's why there's no trees there.
Right. Yeah.
You got grass growing up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the aliens land there constantly, but when they do, any, you know, large vegetation, they probably just crush, and then, you know, mm-hmm. weeds and grass grow back. Because it's not the, just because that was 1960s, this has been going on. People have been seeing strange lights and what people call UFO-type activity over this forest. In the 70s.
There's orbs, too, like orbs that just mm-hmm. appear. But
will-o-wisps or...
I don't know. I don't know. I'm still on the... It could still be alien recon.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe they have... Maybe mm-hmm. the ship's sending out.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm theorizing here. Yeah. I have no proof.
I was kind of theorizing that because it's the... You know, one that said it was a portal. The other said, well, maybe not a portal, but just an area where the basically like the pudding skin... Between our reality and the next reality.
Ooh.
You know, when you have pudding in the fridge for too long, it gets that skin.
Oh, yeah.
It's super gross.
Yeah, it happens. You just stir it up and it's fine.
Right.
You know what? That used to be my favorite part.
Pudding skin. You know, but that the orbs of light were actually creatures from the other side coming to ours to check out what's going on, to view the area in that meadow area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people have, there's numerous accounts of people taking pictures of this, of recording it, of these orbs of light. And it's not, they pulled out some thermographic imagery and it's not showing up on the thermographs.
Right.
It's not showing up everywhere it should, except for pictures in the human eye.
Right. Now, so people say they see orbs. Now, when I see a photo of an orb or even like video of an orb, I lean towards the... It's a bug.
It's a bug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, a lot of times you can debunk that, right? It was a bug.
Right.
Now these people are saying they're physically mm-hmm. they're seeing balls of light flow past their faces. Right? It's not they're not talking about, "Oh, I got this picture with an orb." You mean mosquito?
I'm thinking they're actual pictures of this that they have actually captured pictures of it.
See, that could always I've seen so many things with orbs that it just comes across as insects. Dust mm-hmm. particles. It depends on you know, your camera, the
right.
light.
I mean, yeah, the camera.
You know, now, if artifacts. I'm staying in the woods with you and I see a ball of light,
exactly.
I'm going to be like, did you see that ball of light?
Yeah.
You say, I saw that. Then, now I'm like, okay, I just pooped. So.
Whoa. That's what that smell is. Right, right.
Now, they do say that some of the sightings, the experiences that you have in the forest are caused by murdered peasants.
Mm-hmm.
That they're trapped in this forest. They can't get out. They're upset that they're in the forest.
Who murdered the peasants?
They didn't say. But they were Romanian peasants.
That just died in the forest.
They died in the forest.
Right. Yeah. Nobody knows. Nobody says that.
I couldn't find anything.
Nope. Nor could I.
Nothing from like an awful world war, just. Mm-mm. But nothing. The stories go that some Romanian peasants, were murdered in these forests.
Yeah, there's visions of these tormented spirits. They're sometimes like the actual like physical, not physical form, but you know what I mean. Like they can actually see a form of these ghosts. There's also the orbs, so people assume that's what it's coming from. There's fog that sometimes, like really heavy fog that comes through the forest, and yeah, they're thinking that it's the murdered peasants.
So just all of a sudden John Carpenter's fog just comes just engulfs this forest and just the forest only.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you think of it, I don't know, you know, if there's a count for all these, you know, how many peasants were involved in this, but you know, that could easily be a what's it called, a thing that causes the portal to hell, like such an evil act, rips
evil act,
open
the torture,
right, yep.
Oh, you could have that area that nothing grows except, you know, weeds and grass, no trees or anything. That maybe that's where the slaughter went down,
right. Yep.
Hence, that area is just kind of nothing grows, and it's the
it's
the energy
night.
Just opened up.
Right.
Yeah.
All this supernatural activity.
Yep.
Okay.
Tearing the veil between this world and that.
Mm. Hmm.
Pudding skin.
Yeah.
Now, would a good business to be like running four-wheeler adventures through the Hoya Basia Forest?
Now, this is a big tourist spot. People, they have like a bicycle path. And
there's a bicycle path?
People are like going through this thing.
So then it's not that terrifying. Despite the stories, people are still messing around.
What I caught was during the day.
Yeah. At night, now you shouldn't go in there. But
yeah, I mean, what I caught, like the black flog,
the black flog,
the black flog,
dun dun dun. It sounds like a strange superhero.
Yeah,
the black flog.
I will flog you, sir.
That's right. One of the things that are going around in this thick black fog, seeping through the trees and underbrush. As well, has been noticed to see glowing eyes floating throughout.
Okay.
You know, so
does that not sound a little bit like the Enfield Horror that we talked about? They saw the red eyes just floating around?
Yeah, quite possibly,
red eyes floating. Seems to be a theme.
You got to avoid. Do you go the other way?
Now, one thing that really, I mean, obviously UFOs interest me, but one thing that really interested me, too, was the stories. I'm going to say stories because I didn't find a lot of, like, extreme details about it. Just like stories that people that live there were telling this, particularly about this one little girl that walked into the woods and was gone. Go, Gazoon died.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Dave just sneezed. You probably couldn't hear it off mic, so I probably didn't need to acknowledge this in the episode. But we did. Bless you. Bless you, sir.
Thank you.
That's right.
But she went in and was just gone for 5 years.
Yeah.
No, you know, nobody knew what happened. And then, well, I just said 5 years. And then she just came back out of the forest.
Yeah. Some of the reports
that is intriguing.
That she was still wearing the same outfit. Mm-hmm. And it looked like when she first went in. So
that's weird.
Yeah.
Because this is not the first report. Now that's extreme.
Yeah.
But there's been reports of people going in and there's like a time loss.
Right. Losing time.
So I've read people have talked about losing hours, 5 hours. This young girl lost five years.
Right.
But people talk about this going into the forest and just losing time.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's kind of interesting, you know, like, kids grow pretty quickly, so you know, 5 years wearing the same clothes, that you typically wouldn't.
Right.
Was, unless, you know, I didn't read, like, whether she grew or not.
Right.
So I wonder, I mean, I guess the idea would be that she just was in a time loop of
like
some
a
sort.
Stasis of yeah. some sort. Plus, you know, being, I mean, a square mile isn't small, but it's also not huge. For 5 years, somebody
it's,
would come
yeah,
across.
Yeah, it's definitely like, searchable, you know, in one day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for
with
5 hours,
looking
could,
for the little
that,
girl.
That could be understandable. For 5 years, somebody's going
to
come across
her. But if the center
her, but,
of the forest?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it doesn't have to, like I said, there's two theories. Mm-hmm. Portal of Hell mm-hmm. or another dimension. So maybe
or UFOs.
The time
or, UFOs,
or the...
Yeah.
Or what those if, sons of bitches will take you
and probe you
and experiment on you.
Well, I mean, this could
and
be,
that's like a landing pad or a beam me up, Scotty pad.
Right, right, right.
Like maybe they don't land, but all the beaming has scorched all the
exactly.
All the beam.
Wait.
Stop all the beaming.
Stop all the beaming. UFO.
Hashtag stop the beaming.
Oh man.
But that'd be the good spot if you walk into there. Bloop.
Now, what if this is a place where a portal to hell happens to be a UFO landing pad. Combine.
Oh,
like,
so it's a hub.
Wait, yeah. wait, you're saying it's a combo?
Yeah.
Portal to hell and a beam up pad.
A UFO landing spot would explain like radiation and magnetic fields that would affect the trees, affect the vegetation,
okay.
all the plants and everything. But it doesn't explain paranormal activity. You know,
right.
a UFO landing doesn't cause ghosts and things like that. But a portal to hell would. So what if the portal to hell happened to be here and the UFO was like, oh, we see energy signatures there. We're going to land there.
Right.
And it's just, you know, that.
But what if they miscalculate their beam and they end up beaming up demons onto their ship?
Maybe they're predators and that's what they do.
At their own risk. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, you're saying the aliens are predators?
Well, if you were a predator, you know,
that brings me, like, you said something, and I know we're going to go off on a tangent on this, but, you know, you talked about, people were talking about apparitions and ghosts, you know, but, you know, I 100% believe in aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I know every time I look up at the sky and I see the stars, like, there's another planet that can have, that has life on it.
There has to be.
Yeah.
And I know there's a bunch of people that have been at this longer, and they have space travel. I believe that. Call me crazy. But I think you guys probably feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we don't know their type of technology. We don't know how they, you know, make themselves appear to us or when they're observing. Because I imagine we look like a bunch of apes as some severely
right.
intelligent beings that can create a ship and get across the skies.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when people talk about seeing ghosts and things like that, what... I mean, could it just be the veil that they put up?
Mm.
And when people say, oh, my God, I see someone standing in the corner, it must be a ghost. Like, no.
It's actually an alien.
It's an alien.
It's your perception of that alien.
Yeah, and my perception tool that I have, your brain seems to be working through it. And he saw me. I must recalculate, so he thinks I disappeared and I'm a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of the reports definitely could be alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every haunted or weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really could. That was a bit of a tangent.
It is.
I'm not saying that it's not a portal to hell. I'm just saying, hey, the aliens, I mean.
Maybe it's
if
a
you
portal
can get
up
it,
and not down.
And I do believe. Do you guys believe in aliens?
I think there is the possibility for sure.
Nash,
I think mathematically speaking, they have to be out there.
I like the way you said it. Yes, they have to be.
They have to be. We're not the only civilization in the golden
zone.
All of
those stars are suns that could, there's planets circling that sun.
Yep.
We have found Earth-like planets.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know if there's life
now,
on them, but.
On Doctor Who, every planet pretty much looks like us.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that, but it'd be kind of cool if.
Yep. I mean, I think I definitely believe in aliens, the life out there, but I don't know how evolved the life is, nor and I probably don't believe that they would be humanoid.
Right.
But
okay.
You know,
but it would okay, so with this theory,
I really don't think we're the pinnacle of evolution in terms of a, you know.
Do you think we're just an experiment? What if
that could be an interesting theory.
So we look at the man. I'm sorry, listeners. We're going off on a tangent. I hope. I hope you're enjoying us. I'm going to try to bring it back into the fold of the Hoya Basilla forest. I really like to meet you. All right, so they need to have a landing pad, a place to conduct experiments. So if people are talking about missing time, a shepherd goes into the forest with 200 sheep. Boom, he's never seen again. Well, yeah, he's sucked up on an alien ship.
Yep.
They either eat the sheep and eat him.
Right.
Right.
Or they do a bunch of experiments, but maybe they just... What if this is... Again, my God, we're going off on tangents. We're like, man, our planet has issues, and we need you and your sheep to help, you know, on our planet. And, you know,
these first 50 sheep are pretty good. Let's take you home. And
kind of sounds like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hey, Guardians of the Galaxy is the best thing. Yeah. So they could, that would definitely explain the time walking in this forest and then losing a couple days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And not knowing what happened. Definitely.
But,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, but there is also accounts of like poltergeist activity in this forest.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's not just people losing time. I mean, I came across poltergeist activity where people were being violently flung into the underbrush by unseen forces.
What?
Yeah. As well as people being aggressively pushed down or thrown down to the ground.
Wow.
What?
So there's something there.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Yeah. I found something about a land. It's a crazy theory, but some people think that it is a teleportation site for people from Atlantis.
Ooh.
What?
They think. That these...
And I went off on a tangent about aliens?
I know. These Atlanteans are...
Who are probably aliens.
Yes.
FYI.
Exactly. they are traveling from Atlanta. Or, well...
Atlanta?
Hotlanta.
From their planet to ours. Okay. And this is like their portal, their teleportation site or whatever. I don't know where they came up with that, but...
I think we need to do an episode on Atlantis.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So how does Atlantis...
Because I have so many tangents to go off on right now, but I'm not...
We'll do a whole...
they're welling up.
Inside. We're going to do a whole episode on Atlantis, but I'm curious about how Atlantis plays into this. Like,
you know,
this is...
I don't know. This person was talking about, like, so this 5-year-old girl that was gone for, like, 5 years or whatever, they're trying to say that she was in this, like, energy bubble. Mm-hmm. Teleportation.
Like in the Matrix kind
of thing. Yeah, like basically she was in the Matrix. And so they were saying that this bubble has, it was created by Atlanteans. I don't know.
Now, you know, it's funny because, you know, if you're traveling close to or at the speed of light, you know, so aliens or teleportation or whatever, you would be feeling normal time.
Mm-hmm.
But you would be, you know, at that travel speed when you went so far and came back, time would have progressed a lot faster. So, like, if the little girl got onto a teleporter or was abducted by aliens or whatever and traveled at the speed of light to another planet or whatever, for whatever amount of time that she went and came back, it could have been 5 years. And
on
she
Earth.
Comes back on Earth.
Correct.
Okay.
And she comes back in her same clothes at her same age. Having really not aged.
Because only 5 days might have passed for her.
Right. Or even, you know, seconds. You know, she might have just gone to Pluto and back and it was 5 years, whatever. It just, you know, so, you know, depending on this, you know, portal to help, aliens, teleporter to another planet, whatever, all of those are plausible explanations for a girl disappearing. Coming back 5 years later, not aging.
Time dilation.
Yes.
That's what it was.
What's it called?
Time dilation.
Whoa.
If you've ever seen Interstellar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they land on the one planet and they're down there.
All right.
That's right. Yeah.
Sorry.
They're down there for only a few, minutes on the one planet, but they come up and their shipmate has aged, 20 years or something like that?
Yeah.
That's,
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. On that note, because my brain's about to pop, why don't we take a quick break, and we'll come back with our final thoughts on this.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Fueled by tacos, beer, and Bloody Marys, the only show featuring baby Jesus with a nail gun, the pride of PA and the show with the eye of the tiger, ladies and gentlemen, Punch Farm.
Hey, this is Mark from Punch Farm. I'm here with Mark Dose.
Hello.
I'm here with Alicia.
Hello.
I'm here with Nikki.
Hey.
Join us every Monday as we talk about life, tacos, beer, and movies. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and punchfarm.com.
Keep on punching!
And welcome back. Okay, so we really, really went off on a tangent there. Talked about
multiple
tangents of the Hoya Basia. Did I say that right? I don't know if I'm ever going to say it right.
Basiu.
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 Hoya Basiu.
I think.
Later.
I don't know. I think.
Who knows?
Now, one thing, and I was saving this because I didn't want to interrupt the flow, but online, I found a picture that somebody took, they claim they took, in the Hoya Basia, Basiu. And it looks like Bigfoot standing behind a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see that? Did you see that, Nash?
I saw the exact one. I saw it.
And I was like, son of a gun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bigfoot is hanging out here too?
Yep.
That guy's everywhere.
Well, I didn't see any recollection, and I saw recollections of Hoya Basiu werewolves.
Oh,
ooh.
Shit.
Yeah, that's what I had come across. Now,
I did not come across any of that.
Now, I tried to look up specifically to do some homework on the Hoya Basiu werewolves and didn't get very far. But what I did come across was that photo.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking, okay, well, if there are recollections of werewolves, we're in Transylvania, and Dracula, werewolves. I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, this could be just like the Underworld movies. Who knows? But there could be something else in that forest. And it's not a very big forest.
No.
Right.
So my question, now I'm not the Bigfoot expert, Mark. You're more the Bigfoot expert than I am.
I'm not the Bigfoot expert. I'm the Bigfoot lover.
Enthusiast. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So my
That's
question.
Lover. That sound, I'm, yeah. My bad.
Lover.
What I meant to say was, no, you're right. I do love Bigfoot. I'm more of an enthusiast. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Right. But don't.
Don Juan to Bigfoot.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Doesn't the Sasquatch need a large area of forest to exist?
Yeah.
Unless he's catching a flight.
Right.
To another place he's going to hang out for the summer.
Or teleporting or, yeah. We already talked about him being interdimensional.
Yeah. He's possibly interdimensional.
Yeah.
We also know he possibly controls an army of werewolves.
Right.
Which, what better place for him to, like, occasionally pop up than Transylvania?
Army.
Right, exactly.
And, like, lay down a smackdown on the werewolves, like, you know, hey, remember, just because I'm taking a vacation in the United States, I'm going to check
mean
on
things,
you guys. Yeah.
Things can get a little wild over here. I'm going to check in from time
Dracula,
to time.
Yeah, Dracula? No, he's not your master. I am. Who's got the fur?
Well, no,
I got the fur.
No, I saw a whole documentary on this. I think it's called Underworld.
Yeah. About 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7.
About how the werewolves rise up against the vampires and they need a leader. So
which is Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. Bigfoot. Mm-hmm.
Bigfoot. Bigfoot. That picture was kind of, you know, it was a little sketchy, but it did kind of look like Bigfoot. Like, it almost looked like he was standing behind the tree, like, damn it. Because you know, he just saw, like, there's.
You can't see me.
A hiker has a camera. Yeah. He's like,
I'm hiding from you. Yeah. You with the camera.
If I stand sideways,
you cannot see me. I'm going party behind the tree.
Not enough woods for Bigfoot, but enough woods as used as a layover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So whenever we fly anywhere here out of Pennsylvania, I feel like we always have a layover in what? South Carolina.
Right.
Right.
Well, maybe Bigfoot has a layover in the Hoya Basia on his next trip.
Yep.
So that's just a theory. There is no facts behind that. Right. For sure.
None. Well,
and something that came up at the beginning, somebody was saying about the Bermuda Triangle. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that right there, that seems like a you know, Bermuda Triangle teleporting to whatever this place is called, or back and forth or type of thing. Like, I mean, that could easily be Bigfoot, like, jumping to the Caribbean and then jumping to...
I think the Caribbean would be a bad decision for Bigfoot.
Yeah. Oh, probably.
I mean, with all that hair, I mean, like, you want to talk about the butt sweat?
Right.
It would just not... Right. And then we've got to go to cooler places.
We're getting into, does Bigfoot wear board shorts? Is he a Speedo dude? You know, what? Well,
we've already established he smells really bad.
Right.
So I don't think he cares if...
Yeah. True story.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't care, yeah. I think we established that Bigfoot doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
He doesn't have to. He's Bigfoot.
Yep.
So, that, the forest itself, whether we'll know if it's really haunted, if it's not, I mean, we'd have to go there ourselves, which I think would be a great outing. It'd be a great case file.
Field trip.
For the Paranormal Punchers. Yeah, perfect field trip. But it would cost us a lot of money in plane tickets to get over there, and then, you know, all the camping equipment. So maybe we'll never know how crazy the forest is, but the stories, they're pretty insane, and I dig it. I like it, guys.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts on the Hoya Basia? I'm not saying that right at all, and I apologize, Romania. Any final thoughts on the Shepherd's Forest?
Yeah, that's right. The Romanian version of the Shepherd's Forest. Anything. I've got actually a ton of research here.
Dude,
I drop it
on us. Yeah. If you got more you want to say,
I came across a report of the trees actually moving.
Well,
that the trees actually had relocated themselves from one day to the next. And the trees, so I don't know if it was the sap, but the sap on the trees was reportedly red. And when these trees had moved, you could actually see visibly their roots post-moving covered in red as blood-like.
Wow.
Is there any photographic evidence?
None that I came across.
Just somebody telling a story.
Yeah, just somebody telling a story that they went in and they saw.
Because that's pretty weird.
Yeah. Now, granted, there's a lot of lost time, people going unconscious and waking up in different areas of the forest. Now,
that's Bigfoot smacks you in the back of the head. That's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, and that would also go to the Ahoy Basu Castle, which is serving 24 or 48 taps on the time.
You know, right. Oh,
all
wait.
Time.
So our tap room is it
at the castle
in the dimension? So yeah. Like, if you find the right path,
no, there's an actual castle.
There's a castle.
There's
there.
A Ahoy Basu Castle.
That's serving beers? I thought you were talking about if we put a tap room.
Well, it would be in the castle, of course.
Well, so definitely.
There's a castle.
There's a Hoya Basu Castle that this forest is adjacent to.
Oh.
Right. That's...
Because I like the idea if we could find that dimension, and if you could find your way through the forest, and then bzoop, you're zapped into the tap room, you're going to have the best time.
That would be
life.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah. You're instant DD.
Yeah.
But there's a castle there.
Yes.
Okay.
Hotel California.
Right. Exactly. So that you have a little too much, you know, you're zapped to the castle, you sleep it off, you the next day.
You never leave.
Yeah. So I came across people in, where is it? In 2002, when two residents on the top floor of an apartment complex in the adjacent city of Cluj, Kluj, managed to capture 27 seconds of footage of a bright cigar-shaped object around 50 meters in length hovering over the forest.
What?
The UFO reportedly slowly made its way across the sky before disappearing into a thick cloud cover.
Hmm.
Wow.
Sounds like a shield helicarrier.
Mm-hmm. 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 And on the side of the ship was a picture of Sasquatch's face with
in that old school World War II bomber.
That's exactly right.
That'd be
exactly
awesome.
Right. You know, kind of sitting back in that pose that you see the yeah.
Oh my God! Somebody please draw that for us.
And then I came across also. It's a very long story, and I don't know if I want to read it. I'll
I love how you printed out black with white ink on your paper.
The copy and paste picked up the black.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because that's not hard to read at all.
No, it's great. Thanks, Staples, for the black. Basically, what this is somebody talked to their grandmother, a Romanian grandmother, who had stories of this forest. And the stories had to do with the grandmother and her sister going into the forest, the sister never coming out, the grandmother coming out.
What? what?
Many years later, the grandmother saw the sister with, I don't know if it's a Slender Man. It was a tall, thin
alien.
I don't know what it was.
Alien.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Just say it.
He wore a black suit that seemed oddly large on his thin, harsh bones, and he held his sister's hand in a long golden pocket watch in the other. Hmm. The watch was glinted against the sunlight, and I put my hand up to block Atlantia. Its rays. At that point, she had passed out. When she woke up, the sister was gone. The gentleman in the black suit was gone. The grandmother lived out her life. And then when it came, I can't believe the sister, I guess it turned out that the grandmother had a heart attack and at her funeral, when she was getting put in the ground, the grandmother's sister showed up with the man in black.
What?
Talked to this person who was getting this account and walked into the forest with the person getting this story from the grandmother. And
it's never been seen again.
Never been seen again. And holy it shit. Was a total apparition. Yeah. There's some strange stuff going on in this forest.
Yeah.
Now, what would you guys think a tall man in a black suit? It's not the Slender Man. That was made up on the,
yeah.
What's pasta. The name of that site? Crazy Pasta? Was it a Reddit
it's
thing? Or what was
pasta.
It? Creepy Pasta?
I think of the Preacher and Poltergeist, you know, the tall, thin, black with a wide brim hat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the visual image I get.
Yeah.
But I like Atlantean or alien that like just sort of looks is right. Bipedal beetle, is that how you say it? But not the same. Puts on a big baggy black suit, try to fit in a little bit. Mm-hmm.
But what if this person was Death?
Ooh.
The Reaper?
The Reaper was with the young girl come to claim the grandmother when she passed.
God, did anybody just have the
chills?
I had that like
right?
5 minutes.
I was going to say the chills. I was like, you guys remember Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the part two, where
the
they
bogus journey.
Oh, yeah. Bogus journey, where they played Death
chess.
And a couple.
Yeah, they played chess battleship. Yeah.
That's the first thing that came in my head.
You sank my battleship. Yeah.
And what? How did they beat him? They gave him a Melvin, which was like a wedgie.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. So
sorry, I mean, that's what popped into my head.
This has been, I mean, this is just a story. This was a story that I had come across. It was extremely interesting, but it was just a story.
Right.
So
there's no evidence to back it up or anything.
Correct.
Right?
How do you prove that this stuff happened?
Yeah. It's all hearsay. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Now,
but it was a good story.
There's a lot of YouTube content to check out.
Yeah.
There's really no, you know, I always like to, like, hope that people take some of these scary stories and make them into like movies. This is definitely one time that no one's really made a movie out of this that I could find. Maybe somebody did, and I don't know. If you know of one, let me know. The closest movie would be the one with the girl, the
from
woman
Game
from
Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, the forest.
Where
is that what it's
it
called?
Was, but it was the Japanese suicide forest.
Yeah,
which is a whole other ball of wax.
I came across that. Am I looking at this?
So, I mean, like, it sounds like, man, there's a lot of great stuff for somebody to make a really good indie horror film on.
Yeah.
But I haven't found anything. But if you go on YouTube, there's a couple cool videos. This is my research, like, led us to our conversation today. I'm sure there's so much more.
I know.
If anybody out there finds anything beyond what we're looking at, put some comments in there.
I know.
You know, let's talk
absolutely
about it.
Yep. Send us feedback if you came across something we didn't talk about, which is highly likely.
Uh-huh.
Dude, let us know. We'd love to talk about it. We'll definitely bring up your email, your message, whatever, on the show. We'll discuss it. It'd be awesome. Remember, get yourself a Paranormal Punchers t-shirt at ParanormalPunchers.com. Don't forget, iTunes review.
Yeah.
It's good for us.
Yeah.
It's good for you. It's good for the first person who leaves a review, starting right now.
I know.
But I'll tell you right now, there's only 3 reviews. So the fourth one will be, we'll get a free t-shirt. So if you leave a review, just shoot a message, and I'll get back to you if you're the first one. Well, actually, technically the fourth.
Right.
Yeah.
Screw those first 3 reviews. They don't get a t-shirt.
Thank you. They primed the pump. They primed the pump.
They primed the pump.
That's right.
Guys, as always, I love talking about this weird stuff with you. thank you for hanging out. Listeners, thank you so much. The warm reception we've been getting is amazing, and we can't wait to talk about more weird stuff. So yeah. Anything else before we check out, gentlemen and lady?
Thank you.
No, we're all good here.
Yeah. Yep.
Just spooked out, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, okay. As we say around here, if it's not weird,
it's not.
Don't even bother with it.
That's right.
Later, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.